do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm your co-host, John, and this is all my fault.
I'm your co-host, Besha, and none of this is my fault.
Amazing. And that's going to just be true for the remainder of... Don't you feel like there's going to be a point at which this will eventually at least be partially your fault, Besha?
No. That no. Doesn't sound like me. Nope.
That's fair.
Nope.
How is life in the great Pacific Northwest?
It's hot as hell. It was like 85 degrees today. And also...
Oh.
As you know, John, we're recording this on July 5th, the day after Canine Apocalypse 2018.
Oh, no.
Nobody had a good time.
Oh. All right, yes.
My dog handled it better than a lot of other dogs, apparently, but, you know.
That's good.
I can't say anybody had a good time.
Yeah,
How about you?
You know what's funny is that I seem to have acquired a baby who has the superpower of being able to sleep through fireworks. There were only a couple of times where, you know, like somebody let off a couple of really big ones nearby, and I saw him twitch in his sleep, you know, because I had him on, you know, baby monitor observation for the real big ones. And there was almost no reaction. It was crazy.
If you're busy making a human, like turning yourself into like many times your weight, you're probably too busy to worry about things like that.
That's my hope. I mean, you know, this is a genetic lottery that I just won.
Lucked into. Actually,
Mavis and I recognize that we have done no work to deserve this. It's just how it happened, and I'm for it. I'm for it. I think perhaps it might be time to introduce our guest.
Let's do.
Hello, Jenna.
Hello.
How's it going?
Oh, it's so great. Just living
Excellent.
The dream over here.
Excellent. Longtime listeners will be interested to know that Jenna is actually the sister of one of our former guests, Kelly. Kelly Martin, to be specific, because we have many Kellys. Mm-hmm. And she... I feel like the Martin women are just great. At least the two that I know. I know there are several others. But yes. And I'm so glad to have you on here. Jenna, what is your deal?
What's my deal? Well, I live in Sacramento, so 85-degree weather sounds amazing
right
now.
Sounds balmy, I bet.
Not fires sound amazing right now, because we've had a lot of those.
Yeah.
But I am an event coordinator, and John puts that to use at Instant Band Night.
I do.
And we have a lot of fun together.
Jenna is the organizational backbone that supports all other things that are possible at Instant Band Night. She does fantastic work, and I strongly recommend hiring her for anything that requires an organized person.
Yes, I do events all the time for work.
Just putting this out there.
Wow, love that. Unexpected plug. Thank you, I'm blushing.
I do what I can. To anybody who's new, here's what's going on. I've been coming up with ideas for literally a decade. They've collected into a pile hundreds high, and some of them might be amazing. They're all in a big spreadsheet, and it's time to give them away right now. Jenna's going to tell us what she's found in the pile, and Besha and I are going to help figure it all out. If you hear one you like, it's yours to run with. I just want credit.
And a cut.
What is first on the docket?
So this first one is just a short and sweet one that I really don't think needs explanation, but I'm still going to bring it up because as soon as I read it, I wanted one. Root beer bourbon ice cream floats.
Ooh, okay, yes. So some of you who've been listening for a while may be aware that I have this hobby, a long-standing hobby, of dissolving candy into booze. And it turns out that, you know, that hard candy that I think are just, they're called root beer barrels.
Mm-hmm.
Those dissolve into bourbon, and they do it marvelously. And they make sort of an ink black, delicious root beer bourbon, and it's amazing. And I feel like that should be used to make ice cream floats.
Yes, I love that.
Sold.
I don't even like bourbon, but I love that.
I mean, right? Because like root beer and ice cream floats, like that's a thing, right? I mean, like why not just a little, you know, just a little extra? I mean, it seems like it'd be a perfect thing actually for a hot summer night.
I wish that we had talked about this before my 4th of July party, because those would look really cute in a mason jar.
You know what? You could always host a 4th of July do-over.
If you knew anything about my 4th of July party, you would know I don't need a do-over. I'm bruised enough.
Fair. Good Lord. Say no more.
Okay, so that was sweet and short, like I knew it would be. I would like to know more about rejection contest.
What category is that under?
Dating. So I feel like I would be very good at this in one way or another.
Is there anything in the notes field for this?
There are no notes.
Oh, Christ.
You did this to yourself, John.
It is true. I definitely did. What could that possibly be?
I would assume that it is a contest for giving the best rejections, but it could also be best rejections you've received, worst rejections you've received.
Yeah, best or worst, but in which way? Best as in, like, that was nice of you, or best, like, best burn?
My money is on best burn.
I don't know.
I've done a couple of those.
I would love to hear about them, because I don't think I've ever done that to my recollection.
I can't imagine. I imagine you're a nice breaker upper.
Mm-hmm. I'm decent at it. I will admit to you that it's been a long time since I've had to do that, and theoretically, I never will again. So,
which is great.
Yeah. No. I don't know. It could be... Yeah.
Well, let's talk on and hope you remember.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Next is wine bottle paperback game.
Ah, okay. Have you ever played the paperback game?
No.
Okay. The paperback game was invented, I forget by who, and it's a really good game that you actually can play with your friends, especially if they are of the literary bent, which it's kind of like Balderdash in that, like, you get a pile, it actually works best with a pile of trashy vampire novels, or, you know, anything of that
fiction.
Sort, right?
Exactly what I have tons of.
Yes. So you give, like, you show everybody the cover to a book, and then you read the back copy, and then everybody has a piece of paper and a pen in front of them, and they write down what they think the first sentence of the book could be. You also write down the real first sentence, then you mix them all up, and then one person reads them all aloud. And when you're done laughing, then you vote on, like, which one you think is the real one, right? And so there's two ways to get points. Is one, if you vote for the real one, or two, if you write one that somebody votes for.
Wow.
And it's incredible. It's incredible.
I love this game.
Oh, I've played it several times, and there is no... Like, it's always great. But so, the same thing, I want to try this at some point with wine bottles. Because, you know, if you, like, read the labels of your wine, right? Like, they always include some wanky story about, like, you know, the origin of the wine or the family or whatever. So, like, there should be some version of this game where you do it with wine bottles, where, like, you put the label, you know, like, you plonk it down on the table and everybody gets a look at the label, and then you just write what you think the stupid story on the label is, and whoever, it might be the case where in this case, like, since you're going for humor, you probably don't want to actually include the real one because it would be too easy to spot. But then, like, everybody at the table just writes what they think a good label story is. And then at the end, you just vote.
Do you also get to smell or taste the wine? Could that be part of your process?
It could be.
Creative process. I feel like I would need to get a sense of the bouquet at least in order to write about how, you know, our
grandmother. If I'm being completely honest, you just described exactly what I did the entire time I worked at a winery.
So, what does this one look like?
Amazing.
Anything you tell people when you work at a winery, they believe just like that. They believe anything you say to them. Like, if you smell the wine and you go, you can really smell that these blackberries were grown in organic soil that was shipped from France. It has that special perfumey, like, you know, toilette. And people are like, yeah, uh-huh. It's crazy. And that's what I did the whole time I worked there.
Do you happen to recall, like, a particularly good thing that you just, like, threw out there?
That's, wood chips. That somebody... Oh, my God. I talked about wood chips all the time. I talked about wood chips all the time for no reason.
So good. I love it. I love it. So yeah, so that, I mean, to Besh's question, I feel like it's a good idea. I think that this means that you need a minimum of 5 or 6 people at the table, so that everybody, you know, like everybody gets a glass.
Nonsense.
Because, you know,
or it's better.
But why do a glass? Why don't you just do a tasting?
Oh yeah.
I suppose, but then, you know, like. Yeah, it would allow you to go through to do more bottles.
Yeah. And then if you win that, like, that bottle,
yeah,
like, you take it home.
Absolutely.
Oh. But it's already opened at that point.
Well, then you just have to go off for like
4 days. You'll be fine.
You know what? Yeah, or you just mandate that everybody bring a screw top.
Sure.
Yeah, even so, I'd probably want to drink that pretty quick.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Four days, everyone, is the standard, just so everyone knows.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. Very good. Thank you. #truewineknowledge.
Yeah, that one's not made up. That one was real.
Excellent. All right. What's next?
Okay, next is female creep study.
Ooh.
I feel like this came up last time.
My name is on it.
Or was this in an... Or did you pick out some things in the email?
I don't know. Jenna, did anybody else pick this?
Mm-mm.
It's possible this might have gone over in maybe a Lost episode. Or somebody episode. Brought it up and we just weren't good at writing down... when it happened, I feel like we attribute a lot of these to Arlette, and I don't know why.
Oh, you know what? We talked about it with Chris, but I think it may very well have been in the Lost episode.
Oh, indeed.
And the reason that we always think it's Arlette is that there was a lot of alcohol involved.
That's true. Okay. I believe what this is a study that attempts to determine whether or not there are, like...
Lady creeps.
Yes.
And whether they're as creepy as dude creeps.
Yes. And whether they're creepy for the same reasons or in the same ways or like what their numbers are. Like, because I'm sure that they're out there. But...
Yeah, no, they're definitely out there. They exist.
What techniques do they use that make them creepier than the dude creeps?
Or
I don't know that they differently could be creepier.
Differently creepy.
Yeah, differently.
Yes,
creepy.
Yeah. Differently, yeah. Like, in what ways they differ? Like, what are their motivations the same as for dude creeps? Yeah, I just, you know, like, what's their per capita density? Like,
I think would say that women creeps, like, in most things, like, whereas men are, like, more, like, physical creeps, women are, like, psychological creeps.
Yeah, absolutely.
In what way?
I don't know. I just think that, like, they're not in it for, like, they're not peeping Tories or anything. They're, like, they're trying to get inside your brain, see what makes you tick, you know?
Yeah.
Not that I'm like that, everyone, at all.
Of course. Yeah, yeah. Know? No, I mean, it sounds right, and I don't know why. Let's just put it that way.
I think it sounds right in the way that we're also less likely to murder somebody with a violent object and more likely to poison them.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, guy creeps are in it for, like almost like that instant gratification. I think female creeps are in it for, like, the long game.
I'll believe that.
I'll believe that, too. I 100% will believe that, too.
I mean, I have certainly had my creepy moments of, like, internet stalking, and some of that has some instant gratification, and there's, like, some puzzle solving. Is this the same Jennifer Lee who went to grad school with him? Kind of creepiness.
Watch out, Jennifer.
That didn't literally happen, but you get the idea. But it's also had that, like, not even necessarily telling you. It's letting you know that it's creepy, which I guess is kind of the peeping Tory thing. It's
right.
When I think of male creeps, I usually think more of, like, getting groped or having somebody say something directly. But there's also that element of just kind of.
Right. I don't think that I could ever grope a man in public.
God, no. Unless he's my
significant
other.
Unless I was at a bachelorette party.
It's hilarious.
And it was required.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah, I gotta say, the only reason I would grope a dude in public is for comedy value.
Right, yeah.
And generally, consent is going to be involved one way or another.
Indeed.
Sign this, please.
The kind of thing you can safely assume, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or you're with a crowd where you could safely, you know, like, yeah.
Yep.
For sure, for sure.
Okay, so my next one is Kitty Break.
This one I'm almost positive we've done. And what's the best way to describe this one? Okay.
Mobile Cat Cafe is in the notes.
Yeah. So I mean, the idea basically is that, like, you know how, like, offices, sometimes, you know, like, a workplace will have, like, you know, a masseuse come through, or there'll be, you know, like there are services that will show up in the parking lot of your office park or whatever. Like, hey, come, you know, like, there, like, sometimes there's auto detailing trucks that show up. And anyway, so this is like that, where it's like a truck pulls into the parking lot of an office complex and sets up kind of a corral and then just dumps a bunch of kittens into it. And you can come out and, you know, for, like, a nominal fee of, like, I don't know, $10 or 10 minutes or whatever it is, you can go in the corral and just, like, cuddle some kittens. And then the trick is that they all come from local animal shelters. So if you feel a particular connection to one of these kittens, when the day is done, you can go to the, like, because presumably the truck has a home base at one of these shelters. You go to, you know, to whatever the home base shelter is, and you're like, hey, I met this kitten earlier. His name was Zachary, and I really like him. I think I would like to adopt him. So, like, it's a way to get kittens adopted, and a way to just, like, de-stress a workplace.
I am sure we've talked about this, although I feel like it was about puppies.
Right. So what drew me to this is because a very long time ago, probably in 2012, I came up with a very similar idea to this, except for it was, like, the puppy wagon, and it would come to your house, right? So, like, I was sitting on the couch yesterday, was tired. I was like, I wish there was just a service that would bring me a puppy to cuddle, and then they would, like, come pick it up. And, like you, the adoption was part of it, but because they come to your house, they can do a home wellness visit before you adopt the puppy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's sold. That's, yeah, no, that's very good. God, that should be a thing.
Right.
I mean, yeah, this was this. I figured that it would be easier to take advantage of something like an office park, because I think you would get like a density of people and kind of like your dollars per hour would be better.
Mm-hmm.
But you could simply charge more for the home version.
San Francisco would eat that shit up.
Yeah, that's what I was living in San Francisco when I thought of it, and I was like, wow, man,
It's that's a good idea.
I have good ideas.
Well, clearly what this means is that somebody out there should do it. I think the part where this concept tends to founder is that cats do not travel well.
Ah.
But if that's something that you can figure out a way around, then I feel like, you know, kitten break.
Yeah. Oh, I would take a kitten break.
I think that it approaches viability.
I constantly break out into chanting office cat in our Monday meetings, and I'm going to keep doing it until we get one.
Eventually, they have to acquiesce to your demand.
Or they will fire me, one of the two. You know, whatever comes first is fine. Okay.
Hopefully not that.
Well. Co-op Harvest Moon.
That's pretty much the idea. Here's the thing. I've actually never played Harvest Moon, but I know that it's a one-player game.
I didn't even know that it was a game.
It's basically like a light farming.
Oh yeah.
RPG of some kind, right? Where like, you know, you have a farm and you just you grow crops or whatever. But I don't think that it's co-op. Like, there should be a version that's multiplayer where, like, you know, you can have like, I don't know, up to four or even eight play. I mean, who knows how many, right? Like, just like it just exists and you can invite your friends and they can just join your farm and you can grow some pumpkins or whatever together. I gather that that these sort of like farming games are relaxing.
I've never played them, but
I've heard this. I have been tempted to play it, except I don't go for retro graphics like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's funny is that actually I think this, I had this idea before Stardew Valley came out, because I think Stardew Valley is now the king of this particular subgenre, but again, I am not certain that Stardew Valley is multi either. I think it's a one-player game. Like, I don't know, I'm just saying, if there's a way to make it multi, I think that there's a whole other market to be tapped.
And it was totally Stardew Valley's graphics I was thinking of. Yeah, I don't think you can co-op that either. Why wouldn't you want to farm together?
This is what I'm saying.
So I was just reading a coworker showed me a website that he uses to do D&D with friends across the country.
Mm.
And I was like, that is great. And in fact, I need to talk to John about that. So I'm talking to John about that now. But honestly, that sounds too stressful. How about have a little farm together? You don't have to worry about whether the DM really wants you to kill the dragon, or is it okay to outwit the dragon? And if I die, I'm going to have to roll up a whole new character.
That was
still
a very
the greatest
good.
Game of all time.
Yes, I agree. D&D memories.
Stardew Valley does have a multiplayer mode.
It does.
Yeah, apparently. I just love doing research while we...
I like total
answers, fucking buzzkill.
So. No, that's great. That means that somebody did it. That's awesome.
And obviously it was John's idea, so...
Yes, exactly. I will be contacting the publishers shortly for my cut.
Pushed to an... Oh, the first beta was released in April.
Wow.
Yeah, that guy was in your goose. Yeah. Wow.
Outstanding. What do you think? Do we think we have time for maybe one more?
Oh, totally.
All right, let's make it happen.
All right. Adventure dating.
Crap. Is there anything in the notes?
I will look for you, but no. I think I picked ones without notes just for fun.
Of course.
So do you go on a date that is an adventure?
You know what I think it is? I think it's a crappy pastime for people who want to make a sport out of dating. So like they try to go for like not that the date activity is an adventure, but the person is. So mm-hmm. It's sort of like I'm going to go on a date with the most extreme person possible in some aspect of their personality, or like it's sort of like I'm gonna go on a date with this complete total narcissist and just see how long I can last. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's see if I can get if I can make it to dessert, if I can get him to pay for dinner, or you know what I mean? Like, you make a sport out of it, and then there's like point values assigned, maybe something like that.
Wow. I don't think I can make it past the text messaging.
Yeah. I also, think it's a great idea and also wouldn't want to watch it because I can't take cringe. But...
yeah.
I would like to watch it, actually. I would make that a show.
If my friends did it, I would want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think
the part... because like the scorekeeping aspect is the part where you need to sort of figure out how to make that happen, because you'd have to be self-reported, unless presumably it kicks in when you have set the date up, right?
Okay.
So I'm going on a date with this motor mouth, and we're going to be at this restaurant at this time. So then your friends would just need to get there, they would need to get an adjacent table beforehand,
right?
And score it appropriately, I guess, and try not to crack up. God, yeah, that.
This sounds like something I would really like to do, but all of my friends are in relationships, so I feel like I'm gonna have to do it myself.
Nominated.
Yeah, there would have to be a scoring rubric. There would need to be leaderboards. It's a whole thing. This requires a lot of infrastructure. Now that I think about it,
I'll do it. I'm game now.
John just wants credit.
Exactly. Besha would like a cut.
I will give you producer credits.
Amazing. Amazing. I think we have hit that part of the podcast where one of us gives a terrible recommendation or we showcase an idea from our guest. Does anybody have something?
So I have a great idea that I wish was a real thing, but we'll never have time to make, though it would make me probably pretty rich if I could do it right. So I have this idea for this app where you install it on your phone, and when you buy your clothes, you scan the tag, and it goes into this database. And you know when you watch Clueless, and she has that computer that goes exactly in her closet to where you'd want it to go? Mm-hmm. So in this app, you can just, all your clothes get uploaded into the app, and you can create outfits for yourself while you're trying to figure out, when I'm at my desk at work and I have to go out that night, I'm thinking, wow, what am I going to wear? And I wish I knew everything in my closet, but I just don't. And it would make it so easy.
There is an app that does this that I have downloaded and keep meaning to do, but the problem is you have to photograph your clothes.
No, I want it to upload it from the scanned tag.
Yeah.
No one's going to photograph their clothes.
That's why I've had it for at least 6 months and haven't touched it.
Yes. And I've weeded out the flaw without even knowing that app existed.
And presumably because, all of these clothing makers have photos of the clothes somewhere in some database for, e-commerce purposes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm sold.
I wish I was tech savvy.
Somebody get in touch.
I want a cut of that.
We have a startup to found. You are going to be the CEO. Besha and I will simply, we'll take co-founder status.
Yeah.
Okay. Deal.
Excellent. All right. Well, I think it might be time for us to tell everybody where we can be found out there on the internet. Thanks to my friend Jen, who is Jennifer Marie on Twitter. She is a sometime guest co-host / culinary monster whose episodes you can find in the archive. My whole deal has been streamlined. You just go to flavor.country for links to all my social presences and stuff I make, including my Twitter, Instagram, and newsletter.
You can find me just on Twitter at BESHA, Besha.
You can find me on Instagram. It is Jenna Twist. You can also find me on Twitter, but I prefer you didn't. It's not very good. Not quality content.
You know, I mean... Everybody uses Twitter for whatever they, you know, for what they're going to use it for. I enjoy your Twitter.
But, oh, stop. That's because I tweeted that I care about your baby.
I mean, wow. you're not wrong. You did do that.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't just say it as a blanket statement. Nobody cares about your kids. You know, there are certain ones I care about. It's not all of them.
And I was honored at the inclusion.
Very fond of your child. There are others I'm less fond of, but I'm not going to name them here to protect the innocent.
Yeah, don't name them anywhere. Just, yeah. That's private.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe to this show by searching Idea Factory Giveaway in your podcast app of choice. And if it doesn't pop up, please let John know. If you're already there, go ahead and leave us a 5-star rating and a nice review. It would help us out a lot, and it would make us really happy.
Thanks. And remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
I want a cut.